It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, Douglas County. Yeah, Friday, Kyle Bailey is always joined by our local real estate expert, Mary Gilbert, with the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle, and happy Friday, everyone. It's going to be a beautiful day in the Umpqua Valley, and we've got a great show lined up for this morning.
All right, well, let's talk about what buyers should be doing before the rates change. That seems like a very timely topic right now.
Yeah, Kyle, the word is prepare. So whether rates move up or down, prepared buyers win. And here are three things buyers should be doing right now. So number one, get fully pre-approved, not just pre-qualified.
You mean there's a difference?
There is a difference. So a true pre-approval means income, assets, and credit have been reviewed by underwriting standards. And so if a buyer's in a competitive situation, which they often are in those affordable price points, that will strengthen their offer and their positioning.
All right, what's number two?
Number two, so build a strategy, not just a search. So if you're a buyer, think about if you're buying a long-term home. Is this a stepping stone? Is this going to be an investment for you? So if rates drop, competition increases. If rates rise, affordability shifts. So buyers need to understand three things. Number one, what payment feels comfortable to them? Number two, what price range aligns with their lifestyle? And number three, how does refinancing later factor in?
All right, number three.
Number three, understand the timing. So right now, the spring market is approaching, and historically we see inventory rise, but so does buyer activity. So being ready means when the right home hits, you can move confidently and quickly.
So it's not about predicting what the rate's going to be, it's about being positioned.
Exactly. So the buyers who win in any market are the ones who are ready to act.
All right. All right, good advice. Now let's take a look at a kind of a market snapshot for this week.
Yeah, so here's what we've seen locally for the week ending February 20th. New listings took a slight jump. We had 37 in the prior week and finished this last 7 days with 41 new listings on the market. Moving over to price changes, the prior week, we had a massive week of price changes at 70, and it's still fairly active with 54 price changes hitting the market this week. Moving on to pending sales, a slight decline there. We had 55 pending sales in the prior week with 31 in the last 7 days. Sold properties, we did see 28 in the prior 7 days, dropping down slightly to 21. So in expired listings, there was hardly any on the market this week, maybe about three.
Yeah, you went from 12 to 3 in 1 week.
Yeah.
So what's the big takeaway?
So the big takeaway is we're seeing sellers adjusting pricing, 54 price changes this past week, and that tells us sellers are watching buyer activity closely and positioning themselves to be competitive. The pending activity softened slightly this week, but we're still seeing strong buyer engagement and well-priced homes. And I've talked to a couple lenders out there in our market, and they're telling me they had record loan applications in January. So those buyers, seems like a lot of buyers are positioning themselves.
All right, let's talk about new listings.
So new listings on the market. Out in the Hughcrest neighborhood, here's a very affordable one, 1834 Northwest Finch Court. So it's on a cul-de-sac. This house is a four-bedroom, three-bath, nearly 2,700 square feet, offered for sale at $339,000. Probably ready for some improvement. So if you want to personalize this, this is a great house to do that.
All right, what's next?
In the Hughcrest neighborhood at 1766 Northwest Beaumont Avenue. So I love Beaumont Street, a nice level street there. This is a four-bedroom, two-bath, 1,558 square feet, offered at $355,000. So it's got separate living and family room. It's on a generous-sized lot. It's got access to the rear yard from a nice sliding door, and it also has RV parking.
Yeah, and one of the great things about that, not only is it a cul-de-sac, you're backing up to the Hughcrest School, so it's kind of wide and open. One of our houses is kind of in that neighborhood, and it's just a great look to be able to sit there and have a lot of wide open space behind you.
Yeah, you got a nice view. No rooftops in your backyard.
All right, what do we have next?
So going out towards Melrose at 600 Donruss Drive, this is a 1995 manufactured home. It's 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,512 square feet. It sits on 5 acres, and it's offered for sale at $440,000. It's listed with Eric Ott, my listing partner at the Mary Gilbert Group. So it's got nice views, a lot of trees, so you got some privacy. It's got some outbuildings and a greenhouse. So if you like to work on projects or enjoy that rural lifestyle, this is a house that could meet some of your needs.
All right. What about Myrtle Creek? What do you have there?
Myrtle Creek. So this kind of looked interesting to me when I was previewing it. It's been on the market 3 days. So if you are looking for almost 10 acres, check this one out. It is at 3197 Bilger Creek Road in Myrtle Creek. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, 1,344 square feet, offered for sale at $320,000. So most of this land is pasture land. It's got a lot of privacy tucked between mountains. It's very quiet, kind of secluded. It has some animal stalls, outbuildings, fruit trees, creek frontage, and fencing to keep your animals secure. Great price. The property does extend to both sides of the creek. So for $320,000, listed with Eric Ott, my listing partner at Mary Gilbert Group, and Keller Williams.
All right, then let's check out over on Strader Road.
Yeah, so let's go out to Dixonville area, 481 Strader Road. This is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, almost 2,700 square feet on 21.88 acres, offered for sale at $747,000. You could have your own mini farm here. It's got two ponds, it's fenced and cross fenced, it's got that barn. It's an ideal two-family setup. What? A new coat of paint and flooring downstairs could make this space move-in ready. So listed with Sandy Hart at the Neal Company.
So this would be a property with his and hers ponds.
I guess you could do that. That would be kind of interesting.
Each get your own. Let's go out to Happy Valley Road.
Happy Valley. This is got lots of potential. 3800 Happy Valley Road. This is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home on 10 acres for $250,000. The 10 acres alone is worth that, what they're asking. The home is a fixer, so you can fix it up or tear it down and rebuild. It's being sold as is, so great small farm potential for $250,000. Listed with Troy Schuyler at Keller Williams.
And here's one in Sutherland you don't see every day.
Yeah, 125 Ponderosa Drive. This was the old Apple Peddler building. And so I've had this listing on Facebook Marketplace, getting a lot of feedback from people. They would love to see a quality restaurant going into this space, and it's got the I-5 exposure. So offered for sale at $1.5 million. It's on an acre. Great floor plan. Needs some updates, but welcoming a new restaurant.
All right. What about open houses between now and the weekend?
So open houses. Today we've got an open house at 275 Littlebrook Lane. It's open today from 1 to 3. So if you want to see a nice house in Littlebrook, the gated community, 55 plus, it's offered for sale at $145,000. Open from 1 to 3, 30 today. From 2 to 4, 2730 Gulf View is open in Sutherland. That house is a single-story home for $390,000.
And what on Saturday do you have?
And tomorrow, from 11 to 1, 490 Char Street. This is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath house for $319,000. Then you head up north to 721 Cole Road. This house has two homes on it. It's going to be open from 1:30 to 3:30, and it's on almost 10 acres for $595,000.
What about Sunday?
Sunday, yes. 275 Little Brook's open again from 3 to 5. And if you're out in Green, 2020 Del Mar is open from 12 to 2. And that's just a few of them. There's actually 21 houses with open houses this weekend.
Wow. So if people are ready to sell or ready to buy, how do they get connected?
Yeah. So definitely, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to the Mary Gilbert Group at 541-366-6080. Visit us online at marygilbert.com or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stephen Street in Roseburg.